I'm so happy that today's song was about hope. So we're going to listen to the story on how Jesus gave us hope. Amen. And so then Pilate called the leading priests and the teachers of religious law and the people, and he announced his verdict. He said, "I found no reason to condemn him to death. So I will have him flogged, then I will release him." But the mob shouted louder and louder, demanding that Jesus be crucified. And their voices prevailed. So Pilate sentenced Jesus to die as they demanded. And as they requested, he released Barabbas, a man in prison for insurrection and murder. And as for Jesus, he handed him over to do as they wished. Now, as they led Jesus away, a man named Simon from Cyrene happened to be coming in from the countryside. And the soldiers seized him and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Now, two other criminals were also led out to be executed. Now, when they came to the place named the Skull, they nailed him to the cross. Now, the two criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Now, the crowd watched and the leader scoffed. Now, he saved others. Let him save himself if he's truly God's Messiah. Even the soldiers mocked him too. They offered him a drink of sour wine and they called out to him, "Are you the king of the Jews? Save yourself." Now, a sign was fastened above his head with these words, "This is the king of the Jews." Now, even one of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "Say, so you are the Messiah. Prove it by saving yourself and saving us too." But the other criminal protested. "Don't you fear God, even we've been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our sins. But this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Then Jesus replied, "I assure you today, you will be with me in paradise." Now it was about noon and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone. So, and Jesus shouted with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I entrust my spirit." And with those words, he breathed his last. And when the Roman officer in charge of execution saw what happened, he praised God, saying, "Surely this man is truly innocent." And when the people who came out and saw the execution, they returned home in deep sorrow. But Jesus' friends and the women who followed him stood at a distance watching. Now, there was a good and righteous man named Joseph. He was a member of the Jewish High Council, but he did not agree with the decisions and the actions of the other religious leaders. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. He took the body down from the cross and wrapped it with a long sheet of linen cloth and laid it in a new tomb that had been carved out of a rock. Now, this happened in the late Friday afternoon as the Sabbath was about to begin. And as his body was taken away, the women from Galilee followed and saw the tomb where his body was laid. So they returned home to prepare some spices and ointment to anoint his body. But by the time they were finished, the Sabbath has already begun. So they rested as required by the law. But very early on Sunday morning, these women returned to the tomb, taking with them the spices they had prepared. There they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, suddenly two men clothed in dazzling robes appeared to them. Now terrified, the women bowed with their faces to the ground. And the men said, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Don't you remember what he told you back in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be handed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he will rise again on the third day?" Then they remember that he said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to the 11 disciples and everyone else and told them what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and only saw the empty linen wrapping. Then he returned home wondering what had happened. Now that same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking down to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, suddenly, Jesus himself came and began walking with them. But God has kept them from recognizing him. So he asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short with sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in all Jerusalem who haven't heard of all the things that happened there." Then Jesus said, "What things?" They said, "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth. He was a mighty prophet who did powerful miracles and a teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hope that he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel." Now, all these things happened 3 days ago, and some women of our followers of his group went to his tomb and came back with an amazing report that his body is missing. Now, some of our men ran to see, and sure enough, his body was missing just as the women had said. Then Jesus said, "You fools, you find it so hard to believe all the things that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then he took them through the writing of Moses and the prophet, explaining from the scriptures all the things concerning himself. Now, by this time, they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey, so Jesus acted as if he was going on. And they begged him, "Please stay the night with us since it's getting late." So he went home with them, and as they sat down to eat, Jesus took some bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And suddenly, they recognized Jesus. At that moment, he disappeared. And they said to each other, "Didn't our heart burn within us as he walked along the road explaining the scriptures to us?" And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and everyone else who had gathered, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter." Peter. He appeared to Peter, and the two from Jerusalem, from Emmaus, told the story on how Jesus appeared to them and how they recognized him as he was breaking the bread. And even as they were telling about it, suddenly Jesus was standing among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Why is your heart so full of doubt? Look at my hands and look at my feet. As you can see, that it's really me. Touch me, and make sure I'm not a ghost. For ghosts don't have body as I do. And as he spoke to them, he showed them his hands and his feet. Still, they stood there with disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. And so Jesus asked them, do you guys have anything here to eat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish. And he ate as they watched. Then Jesus said to them, when I was here with you before, I told you that all the things written about me in the law of Moses, the prophet, will come to completion. It was written long ago that the Messiah would have to die and that he will rise again on the third day. But it was also written that this message will be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all nations. And you, and you, and you are witnesses of all these things. Now I will send you the Holy Spirit. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fill you with power from heaven. Then he led them out to Bethany. Lifting his hands, he blessed them. And as he was blessing them, he was taken away to heaven. And they worshipped him. And they returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy. And they spent all the time at the temple praising God. Thank you.